for February 13th, the approval of January 23rd minutes.
Make a motion to approve as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department. It also should be known directly by the board.
City of Deepin Vincent's Parks. Over the weekend, we had our annual Valentine's Dance green activities. I want to thank BU for allowing us to use it. We had about 320, roughly, showed up. We served 40 dozen cookies, 20 gallons of Hawaiian punch. So they were wired when they were home with their parents. Forest Photography provided a photo booth, and WFML 96.7 also has spots for this. And Kenny Deets was our DJ, so it was a really great event. It was our 11th year. We have, with the tri coming up, March the 4th will be a one-day camp at Vincent University. This is the third year that we've done this. Beth Gayhart, who is a level one triathlon trainer, will be there. But this year, we have a coach that will be joining her. Her name is Maria Gremmelspacker. Yes, she's from Jasper.
Can you spell that? Spell that for the record.
G-R-A-M-E-L. She is, she participates in triathlons in the 25 to 29 age group. She was second overall in her age group at the Louisville Tri out of 600. That qualified her for the Ironman in Hawaii, where she finished 11th. She's ranked 11th nationally in triathlon. She will be participating in this camp. The camp, if you sign up for the camp and the tri, it's $105. It's a discount. They can go to getmeregistered.com and then go to Tri Knox County. They'll get a two-hour swim workout. They'll get a workout on transitioning from the pool to the bike. They'll do a bike and a run, and they'll have, they bring the lunch. So this is a really great experience for ladies that want to take it to the next level, or even individuals that just kind of want to get started. We don't want anybody to feel like they're over their head with having this type of coaches. But it'll be March 4th at Vincent University. That's all.
Police Department.
Dusty McGee, Vincent's Police Department. We are at about 1,150 calls for the year. I'd like to report our rookies are in week two of the police academy. They actually had the day off today for holiday down there. They will be back down there tomorrow.
President's Day.
I would also like to request to fill Dennis Holt's position from the rank advancement list. Denny will be retiring here for March, and I would like to have your permission to ask the merit board to go ahead and get that in the process for our March meeting to take care of that. Basically, what that would be by the list, Kevin Jacobs, who's been holding the spot of captain from his rollback, would roll back up to major. Myself, I'm on first list for captain, however, due to my position as chief.
Gabe,
Kim goes to the next person in line, Steve Chesser. Brian Biles would go up to lieutenant, and Rusty Harold Kinsley would be the sergeant's position that came up on that. Next, I think I mentioned last time the vehicles are ordered. I have put out RFQs for equipment purchase and install. Obviously, for that many vehicles, it's a pretty major undertaking to get all that stuff from the different places. So I'm looking on getting that information back on the 20th, and we'll go from there as the vehicles start to come in. Usually looking at between 4 to 12 weeks for vehicles to come in. Just depends on what the manufacturer is doing at the time. So as soon as those come in, we'll start working on getting them striped and all the equipment put in. And I think that's all I have.
And we don't need to make a motion for him to do it.
Really up to the merit board.
Oh, the only other thing that I would mention is we did have our required pension board meeting today at the police department, and John Alexander was elected back into his position on the pension board, and the retiree's position was, there was a nomination for Greg Zebar, and he was voted to fill the retiree position on the pension board. That's all I have. Thank you.
Street sanitation.
We're seeking quotes for a ton truck. Leasing them out to different vendors. We are moving again on the CCMG project. Austin's back in town and got started on curb ramps again on 7th Street. And Second Niblack is starting to move again. AT&T has been on site, was on site today, rerouting most of their utility poles, so they should get that finished this week. And then we should get a notification from Flagman, which will allow Little Brothers to arrive on site and start work. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably have the closure in place.
And then we'll get the stop by the 6th in Minneapolis Street.
Yes, and Wednesday last week, we got the new cabinet in for 2nd and, or 6th in Minneapolis, and got it up and running that day. So that's back to normal operation.
Okay, we have no old business. We move to new business. First up is resident-owned parking sign at 715 South 10th. Tommy Wayne.
Basically, we own our house.
Right.
And we'd like to be able to park right in front of our house, and the neighbor's house is a rental.
Right.
And whenever the neighbors come, they all like to just pack in and not let anybody have any space. It's just 3-4 cars packed in a whole, 30 feet walkway. We like to make it to where we can always have a spot and just...
You notice you do have a driveway. Do you have more than one vehicle? Or?
We have 3 vehicles. And the driveway, how it is, the house next door is just for storage, and the property line, half of it goes to us and half of it goes to that house. But we don't know what he's going to be doing with that house. He just lets us use the driveway for now.
Okay. And you realize the cost is $100 plus $25 a year?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the resident-only parking at 715 South 10th Street.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
You'll need to get with the clerk treasurer's office to pay the fees, and then the street department had to do locates and stuff before the sign comes in.
Okay.
Next is bid opening, police department rehabilitation. And this is after the bidding on the masonry and then the windows, correct?
From Slumber Enterprises Incorporated, and this is on the masonry only.
I
$77,550. Second bid is for the windows, Mommy Studios Incorporated. Shows a total bid of $79,425. Like to make a motion to take both bids under advisement.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Way to Crosswalk, April 14th, 2017.
Everything's the same as last year. You've got insurance.
I can speak on that. I know he was going to be out of town today. He talked to me about that. The route is the same. Dates on that are April 14th, Friday, April 14th. It's a good Friday. And using the same. Starting time isn't noon. Using the same route, make a motion to approve the walk for Friday, April 14th, starting at noon.
And I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is First Christian Church banner request. Shall we see?
Shelby Smith, we would like the banners for our summer day camp and preschool to be put up at 2nd Street and Mark Street. In March and April.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve banner hanging for the Jungle Summer Program banner on 2nd Street for March 10th through March 20th. And two days, April 3rd. April 3rd, 17th, and the preschool banner to be hung on Hart Street from April 3rd to April 17th and June 12th to the 26th.
And I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. So,
we have nothing in the missing lanes. Can I vote for two again?
Yeah. Sorry, Sunny Creek Staff Fire Department. I just wanted to let the board know that the fire truck went out for bid last Friday, and the next Board of Works meeting is when we will be opening those bids.
Okay.